Welcome to the Agency Fast Track Podcast. My name is Lisa Parziel, and I'll be your host for this episode. In this episode, I'd like to answer a question that one of our members sent us. And the question was, Lisa, should I take out a loan in order to hire or to add onto my business? And so today we're going to answer that. But before we do, let me remind you that at Agency Fast Track, we help business owners just like you get on the fast track to success by solving some of your biggest issues like hiring folks and how to structure your business and how to get all the work done. And more importantly, how to take back time so you're not working like a crazy person. If you want to find out more about any of our programs, please visit us at www.agencyfasttrack.com. Now, let's get on to our topic today. So the question was simple. Should I take out a loan in order to hire or to expand my business? Now, that's a very personal choice, and I can't tell people what to do. Instead, I'm just going to impart some wisdom and a story about me that might help you. So when I first started my business, in fact, I was afraid to actually spend any money on my business. And I had the money. I didn't even need to take out a loan. I made very good money and I had plenty of money typically left over. But instead of spending it, I came up with every reason in the book on why I shouldn't spend my own money. I said things like, oh, I started this business in the black and I'm going to stay in the black. I don't want to get in the red. Or I would say things like, I can't afford to hire someone, while still going out and buying nice things and having no problem getting loans for cars and, you know, trucks and RVs and other stuff. You see, I didn't deal with the underlying issue, and that was I was afraid to invest in the business because I was afraid it was going to fail. The act of not fully committing to my business, not jumping in feet first and saying, look, this is going to happen, I'm going to make it happen, that was actually more destructive to my business than putting money in that I could have lost. But I didn't see the value of it. And then one day somebody kind of put it into perspective for me and asked me, hey, do you own a car? And I said, yes. And they said to me, well, if you own a car, how did you pay for that car? Well, of course, I got a loan for it. That logic right there, the fact that I knew that that car was going to get me where I needed to go and be something of value in my life that was going to help me with whatever I needed, right? Get me to and fro, get me to work, whatever it is. So I was willing to take out a loan and pay for that car in installments. If you think about your business, if you're struggling to have time like I used to work 16-hour days because I wouldn't hire anyone to help, saying that I was going to give them all my money, when in fact, I was being foolish. Had I hired someone, that someone was making me money, right? Was earning multiple dollars on everyone I paid them, but I couldn't see that. So if you don't have the money, yes, I think getting a business loan is a perfectly good idea. If you know you're committed and you're going to do what it takes to actually, you know, put in the work, and I don't mean by hours, I mean by being smart, learning about how to do business. Heck, I didn't know how to run a business when I started, and I failed, but I learned over time. And now I'm in a beautiful position, not only with my own business, but now I help other business owners learn the things I had to learn. So yeah, you know, to be honest, I would definitely, if I had to go back now, knowing what I know, hands down, I would definitely get a loan that I had payments that I could repay so I could go hire, you know, people that can do the work so I didn't have to do the work. So then I could go out and focus on bringing in new clients, bringing in more money. And because I now had the time to focus on that, I'd most likely bring in 3 to 4 times more than if I tried to do it on my own. And of course, that meant I could pay the people and then some. That mentality is hard sometimes for us to get. And, you know, hard to do sometimes, right? We're not just battling ourselves. Maybe we have spouses or family members that are in our ear telling us, don't do that, don't spend that money. That was me, right? My spouse was not thrilled with investing and putting money into it because there was that fear that we would lose it. But that's okay, right? I knew I had to do it and I did it. I just wish that I would have sooner rather than later figured it out. And yes, 100%, since I was being asked what I would do, I would go get a loan, and then I would use that loan not to pay myself, but to hire somebody that could take as many hours off my plate as possible so I could focus on revenue generating activities. So I hope that helps. If you have any questions, you guys can always reach out to me on Skype. You can email me. If you can't find me, just look me up on Facebook, Lisa Parziel. You will be able to find me. If you're interested in taking your business to the next level, or if you'd like more one-on-one training where you come into a group environment and we show you a lot of these things and how to do it, and we step by step you through every single task, we have a program, Agency Fast Track X Success, that you should check out. So go to www.agencyfasttrack.com.